until we say.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Is It Really That Bad? Tonight, we have a weird lineup because a lot of people are flaking out on us lately. But not such a weird lineup, but you know what I mean. Mona's here.
Hi.
Hi. Mona's bleeding, by the way. And Flesh Eater is here.
I am here, and that's the important thing. As long as I'm here.
And he's not bleeding. And Virus didn't show up because he says he's sick for the 17th time in the last 17 weeks.
Ooh.
And Willis is going to see the Ghostbusters movie, which he loves to go to on podcast night.
Boo him, not Ghostbusters.
Exactly, boo him. And Sam is life busy, so she's not here tonight. And we're going to have Gary on, but he said he can't keep his eyes open. So there you go.
Nobody and we got
a new one tonight. Mona, introduce your friend.
You
forgot who you are.
Oh, yeah.
We have Shred Geen from Android Vision.
What's
do you
up?
Watch Android Vision?
What's up, everybody?
What's
up, homie? What's up? Yo, 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 check it.
I wish I could start beatboxing, but I didn't even try.
For real, for real. Ohio, scat, brr.
And that's Shred. Scary.
So, yeah.
I'm just going to use a bunch of millennial slang just to...
Riz?
Yeah, I'm going to try to riz him with the tism, the autism.
So, we are doing Mona's pick, which is what, Mona?
The Garbage Pail Kids movie from 1987.
There you go.
Because Nudie has never seen it, and Virus has never seen it, but Virus bitched out. And
didn't
he's pretending
bitch out the
he's
last
sick.
Time there was a movie that he never saw as well?
Yeah, my movies. He's like
so
afraid
he keeps
of them.
He's bitching out on movies he's never seen. I wonder what's up with that. I don't know.
I guess if there's no rape in them, he can't watch them.
Well, there's well, spoilers, but they're pretty sure that they there might be a little bit of statutory in this one.
A little bit.
A little bit. Well, she picked it, so she must be okay with statutory.
Reverse statutory.
So, yeah, so watching the Garbage Pail Kids, I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, and go. And when I say go, everybody hit play. 3, 2, 1, and go.
All right, here we go. Thunderbirds are go.
Meow.
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Oh, no. Did you see the thing where they show how they filmed that lion?
Yeah, they had him, like, locked in a cage.
No, he's all tied down.
There's, like, poking him with forks.
And his head sticking out of him. Forks. Pitchforks.
I just remember that scene from Strange Brew where they're, like, behind the scenes. Yeah, he's just laying down. He's, like, cranking his tail like he's an old car.
This movie was made by a card company. Oh, Anthony Newley. Captain Manzini. Captain Pendragon.
I do like this title sequence. Looks like the old Garbage Pail Kids cards.
Oh, yeah.
I have all mine, but they're like stuck in a book.
I got a cabinet behind me. It's covered with the stickers, but it's like the new Garbage Pail Kids one. So it's like Donald Dump. So it's like Trump taking a big old shit.
Wendy Winston.
They're all foul. This movie's so gross.
Yeah, well, you picked it.
Yeah.
Well, is it really that bad? Nudie picks the worst movies, so this
That's
is
the
nothing
point of
compared
this show.
To what he picked.
You're supposed to pick the worst movies for this
Santa
show.
Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you. That was the gift.
I fucking stabbed myself in the face.
That was a gift.
I thought that just said fat nerd. I was like, that's
it's
mean.
It's just Pat.
Fat nerd. That's me.
The oldest joke in the book, alligator.
Greaser Greg.
Do you guys have a favorite Garbage Pail Kid?
Mona Loser.
Mona Loser? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is there really one? A Mona Loser?
Mm-hmm.
So it's based on Mona Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See how good, how smart I am? Just going out on a, for a walk on the deserted streets. Look, it's a garbage with a pail on it.
So that spaceship just landed inside of the antique shop? Like, how did it get in there?
Yeah, Mona, tell us.
Oh, no, I wasn't paying attention.
It's your movie, dang it.
I was looking at my gummies. They're like Easter shit.
Oh, so you got some gummies?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to the post office today?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Nudie's waiting for his jerky.
Yes, waiting for my jerky. My New Mexico jerky.
Tangy, not hot.
Yeah, thank Christ.
He doesn't want a shit
I don't know what
fire
$24
anymore.
Worth. I don't know how much $24 worth is, but it can't be that hot shit.
I used to sell beef jerky.
Did you make it?
Yeah, me and my uncle go to different mechanic shops and sell beef jerky to all the grease monkeys. Is that an offensive term, grease monkey? Sounds very racially motivated.
I think it is.
I wonder.
Keep those dumpster babies at bay.
That's what happens to all the dumpster babies.
Yeah.
No, the dumpster babies are busting out.
They're not strong enough to pop that lid.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 25 of them in there. How come they can't pop that lid? Oh, tough guy gonna beat up the little boy. Oh, Mama Jugs.
This kid owes some crack money.
She's gonna knock herself
out. Yeah, right.
Damn, them things are bouncing.
Yeah.
That's Mona when she runs. Nuh-uh.
Well, hit me in the face.
It was some weed money.
If I'm going running, I gotta wear two sports bras. He had them run because he smokes.
Hand over any cash or baseball cards or you're going to get it, twerp.
Little baby going to cry. The fucking high school is picking on a fifth grader.
That would have been great if they emptied his pockets and he had some Garbage Pail Kids cards on him. That would have been like, oh, look at that.
His name is Juice. What the fuck? Juice.
Orange juice?
Yeah.
Orange no, more like Jones. Like OJ, yeah, OJ Simpson. Child abuse is funny. Right in front of the ice cream man.
You feel big picking on a 5-year-old?
What I'll did they take from him? Baseball cards?
Is that what I don't know.
Or Garbage Pail cards?
I don't know what the hell he had in his pocket.
He had like $4.
Yeah.
He's the paper boy. He wanted his $2. Take it easy, fella. You get arrested these days for saying that.
cum boy. That was my nickname in high school.
Back then, he went by Sperm Guy.
Now I'm the cum lord.
Mona's not paying attention.
Yes, I want his jacket. I am not paying attention
because you would have laughed at that joke if you were paying attention.
I try not to laugh because that's all you hear giggle. Is a fucking wild monkey.
A giggle.
It's a dashiki like Billy Ocean used to wear.
Get into my car.
I forgot.
Caribbean Queen. Yeah, Caribbean
Queen. We were sharing the
Didn't
same
he do the song for Romancing the Stone or one of those fucking movies?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the tough get going.
Yeah. Maybe it was the second movie. The tough get going.
That might be the second one, I think. Yeah, it might be. I thought it was for both of them, but
I'm not sure. If it might not it even might be second. Those movies, but I know he did something. Oh,
I think it is. I think it's for the second one.
Yeah.
That's funny. That
I saw him
that.
In concert actually. In at
oh, he's
at
still alive.
He's pretty good. He wasn't bad.
He was really shit. Of course he did. Of course
the
he did.
The guy could sing. Hey, he was at Epcot and he's singing 80s songs. I mean, I grew up listening to the 80s stuff.
Do you only go to concerts that happen at Disney World?
Yeah, because I can go there for free and I have to pay fucking $90 to go see somebody sing.
I was supposed to see KMFDM tonight, but I wasn't going to pay fucking...
The fuck is that?
$80.
That's what I mean, but who the hell is that?
A cool band, Nudie.
KMFDM. Kiss my fucking dick, motherfucker.
So,
the last concert I saw live was 10 years ago. The last real concert I mean, that I paid for. I went and saw Kiss and Def Leppard.
Nice.
Ew, sleazy, greasy Kiss.
I wanted to go see band. Green Jello. They played a while ago, and I'm pretty sure they have a Garbage Pail Kids album.
Green Jello.
Dirty pigs, let me in!
Up by the hair of my chitty chin chin!
One squeeze into one little box, and that's it.
What movies is this man in?
Anthony Newley. He did a lot of musicals and shit back in the day. He was a pretty high profile actor. Let me look him up for you.
Well, this counts as a musical.
Kids.
Does it?
I mean, it's got musical numbers.
Singing this thing? Oh, all right.
Did they have the Working With Each Other song? Is that
something like that.
We can do anything by working with each other.
Oh my God. Can you sing some
like more? It's like it's trying to have a positive message.
Or I could be thinking of Barney. I don't know.
Clean up, everybody. Do your share. Toss those dirty underwear. I don't know how it goes.
Save that dirty underwear. He died
at the age of 67 from kidney cancer.
Aww.
He was married to Joan Collins at one time.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah, from 63 to 71. Yes. He was the mastermind behind the great songs in Willy Wonka.
Look at those anal beads.
He wrote the Oompa Loompa song.
On the floor.
And he wrote that, I want it now.
I fucking hate that song.
Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa now.
Now.
He was the star of Dr. Doolittle 1967. He was in Oliver Twist in 1948. Holy shit.
Please, sir, may I have some moles?
Jesus.
Sorry, Mona. Beat you to it.
Erna, he was in Something in Alice in Wonderland, 1985. X the Unknown. I'm trying to find shit that you guys might have heard of. A John Candy movie. It seemed like a good idea.
Oh, did you guys hear about that Willy Wonka scam that happened in Glasgow or whatever?
Yeah.
No.
It was like, awesome. Or some shit.
Yeah, this guy charged people a shit ton of money and kids only got one jelly bean and some lemonade. And, like, a bunch of sad actors. And
It was
all written by, like, ChatGPT.
It was supposed to be a Wonka factory, chocolate factory. When they got
there, made a character.
When they got there, it was, like, one room.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And then they started scaring the shit out of kids with some dude in a mask. It's the evil chocolate maker that lives in the walls.
They're actually, I don't know if you know this, Shred, but they're actually making a movie based on that, the unknown guy.
Oh, good. I would actually like to see that.
Yeah, it's gonna, I don't know when it's gonna come out.
It's the funniest fucking video. He's all, it's the unknown, and you can hear all the kids just start crying in the background. Oh, no!
Yeah, pretty amazing. There's a thing about it online. If you click it, Mona, you can see like the news story. It's pretty fucking hilarious. These people paid a lot of money, and some people went there dressed up as Oompa Loompas and all the different characters. And then they go in there, and there was like
$40
one room.
A person, including the kids.
They ended up shutting it down after the first day because of all the complaints to the police department and stuff. They said
none
that
of the actors got paid.
Yeah, they said that they didn't get all of the stuff in time that they ordered to make it look spectacular, so that they just went with what they had. It's full of shit.
What the
a bag
fuck?
Of fucking jelly beans and a case of fucking lukewarm fucking lemonade. What do we
doing?
Got in the back there? Primetime TV, Toxic Waste, City Zoo.
Men's Room.
Dog Pound, CIA. These people are Prime like time. Big bad in a gang, and why are they picking on this little boy?
Yeah, because
he owes
like
him fucking money.
Picking on a little kid. He owes him weed money.
Ask Juice.
This kid's got a crippling crank addiction.
Yeah.
He owes money.
He's hooked on that fitty. Oh! They just fucking unleashed the fucking shit on him.
What the fuck? This is so weird.
I know.
What, did he pass out?
PG-13?
He's getting all this poop all over him. Like, did he pass out or something? Gonna drown.
He's having a seizure.
The poop water summoned them. They could smell it.
He has hepatitis now.
You're one of us now, kid. Your poopy Pete.
Poopy Pete.
It's good.
Hey.
Hey, Vinny Barbarino.
How's this kid not freaking out?
I would scream and
Like, get the hell away from me. Oh, is it about to be a musical number?
Mm.
Oh, God, I fucking hate diminutive little fucking things like Leprechaun and Chucky. I fucking hate it. I just fucking hate little people.
You must hate virus then.
Yeah, that little fucking midget.
I don't care if it's not here. I'm still
gonna get it. It's like, hi, podcast. Ah!
Ew.
Oh my God.
He fell out. They can all fit in there?
A clown car.
Yeah.
You just stuff them in there, yeah.
Cram them all in.
They're not people like you and me.
You can't get a hair of a goat?
Or a tooth of a gator?
Or a shadow of a smile? What the fuck? I love that saying, we could put a man on the moon, but you can't put some fucking...
Something in something.
Like, if no one was ever put on the moon, he'd be letting shit slide right now. No, that's okay.
Ew.
We haven't even put a man on the moon yet.
Yeah.
Sure are.
You just assaulted them.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck? Mm.
A little mop.
Hmm.
There's two fake outs already.
Oh my God, he's a fucking murderer.
Toe.
Somehow. Yeah, you smell like shit. This is not you, him.
Quentin Tarantino write this scene?
They're all watching him take a bath.
Yeah, what the fuck? These animatronics aren't great. Look at it. Her face is like geeking out.
What happened to her eye?
Look at her face. It's all like she had a stroke. Look at her.
Yeah, totally uncool.
Yeah.
Like Sarah Jessica Parker.
That poor woman.
Yeah.
She has a long face.
She kind of looks like, she always kind of reminded me of Jason Mewes. Kind of looks like
that. Schnoogans.
Yes, yeah, Snooshy Boochy.
Smoochy Boochy. Smoochy
Boochy. Don't need a Jay and Silent Bob movie where she's his mom. Right, I'm gonna drink every time this kid has a change of costume. We've seen him in a dashiki, a fucking denim vest.
You'd be dead by the end of the movie.
Try me.
Does this kid not have parents?
I think the antiques guy is like his caregiver.
Everyone was an orphan in the 80s. Hi.
You ever dress like that, Mona?
No, I'm not white.
Cindy Lauper look.
No.
I was just saying that they released that new Beetlejuice fucking trailer and they did a slowed down boys choir version of the Banana Boat song. I was like, I swear to God, if they remake fucking The Goonies, they're going to do a slow, dramatic version of that Cyndi Lauper song. Like, good enough for me, it's good enough. Women drivers, am I right?
Hey. I haven't gone over a curb in almost 6 months.
It's because your car's in the shop.
Chalkboards in your living room. It's like 0 days since an accident.
It's because their car's in the shop.
Don't jinx me.
She's like a one-woman sweatshop.
It's not that great. Close!
It's like, wow, you're rich. You made a whole $14. Literally all ones.
Those are equal $5.
Boom, chicka, bow, wow. Kid's gonna like.
Whoa!
Kid's gonna need a cold shower now.
Hello.
These are children.
He just came immediately.
Yeah. Was...
Gotta go.
He just jizzed all over everything.
Like Jimmy Neutron. God blast!
He recovered.
Yeah. Ooh, a cat fight.
Meep, meep. Horn blows.
Should just let her fight.
No, it's juice.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Gonna steal all her money.
With this crop top.
Gonna buy a lot of baseball cards with this, babe.
Just. What the fuck, dude?
He climbs into a bag.
He zipped it in up too. No. It'd have been funny if the car backed over. He's like, oh, ugh.
Exactly. Or at least, that's why they steal it. They like to take shit. Somebody left this bag with a kid in it.
It's Willis, and Willis isn't even here, and he's in this movie.
It's too bad we never got a sequel, because they're looking for the other Garbage Pail Kids, which means there's a whole planet of these fuckers.
Just blow up gross. That planet.
Yeah, right.
It's like Endor.
Like Beverly Hills Cop music.
Yeah, it was just, or it's porno music. Oh, man.
Hey. Oh. Kill him! Women drivers, am I right?
Almost Beverly Hills Cop. Look at those old Pepsi cans.
We're the Pepsi generation.
Hey.
Was they used? Yeah.
Tough toothpaste.
The
fuck? It's got like a hot dog and Pepsi hangover.
I know. It's a little Converse.
Can't wait to see what this looks like.
It's like his own little sweatshop of Garbage Pail Kids. I guess I'm having another drink. We got another wardrobe change for the kid.
You're going to be hammered by the end of the movie.
I got news for you, pal. I'm already hammered.
So I said dead.
Yeah.
I'm Hammered Herman. New Garbage Pail Kid just dropped. Hammered Herman.
Hey, that was the painting from Troll.
Oh, no way.
What's her name? Eunice and her man? That was weird.
I haven't seen Troll in so long. He's not even out of frame. He's right there.
Yeah, I know. How can you not notice that? He only climbs like two steps. And
his Michael Jackson jacket?
Yeah, he's Corey Feldman's trying to swoop in on my chick.
I borrowed them from Corey Feldman.
It's like totally bitching.
Out of boogers and vomit and fart dust.
It smells like poop from a butt, but it looks good.
She's wearing 80s prostitute clothes.
Yep.
Isn't she supposed to be like 15 or some shit?
Well, it's not like Nick Cassavetes in The Wraith. I mean, he's supposed to be like 17 in that movie, but he looks 45. It's kind of like the 80s. They pick older
people.
There's
an episode of some show. I forget what it was, but there's like a background actor in a high school and he's literally balding. How do you do, fellow students?
It's probably Saved by the Bell or something.
I think it was like Sabrina? No, was that a show?
Yes.
Yeah, Sabrina, yeah, the teenage one.
Yeah, with, I think it was
Melissa
that.
Melissa Joan Hart. Yeah.
And there's a dude at his locker and he's like George Costanza bald. Jerry! Jerry! I'm going to high school, Jerry, and I'm loving it!
Said he was too happy to die.
I think it's run over by a car.
Where you at? Take a while, crocodile. Use your snots as lube for the machine.
I've been sick for like a week straight, so I'm really like with the snotty garbage pail kid. I'm like really like just like clicking with her because I felt like that for like a fucking week. Just like,
Blood rare.
Oh. Here's the musical.
What did I tell you?
Oh, the close-ups aren't doing him any favors.
I think Virus skipped out because he was afraid we were going to make fun of him being one of them.
I know.
What would his Garbage Pail Kid name be? Be like, what, Horror Hal?
We gotta think of a good one for him.
Gory Gary. He could be Baron Aaron and he's just impotent.
Yeah.
Impotent Aaron?
He's just got no balls.
Yeah.
Be doing a pose like Adam Sandler on Overboard, and he's just got like shriveled nuts, fucking Baron Aaron. I hope he listens to this. If you hear this, Aaron, fucking yeah, I got you. the pissing of the pants.
Yeah, why is he always pissing himself? Supposed to be a nerd. Garbage. Is that what nerds do? Piss themselves all the time?
No.
Yeah, fuck it. Fat nerds.
Why is he peeing all the time?
It's a little fucking piss boy.
Aaron. Oh my gosh, I'm crying.
What?
Toes and Captain Crunch?
They can't catch shit because they can't see shit in the costumes. Somebody's like throwing it to them, they can't fucking catch it.
Fucking asshole, little Hitler. You're not going to make this stuff. Jeez.
Captain Manzini's like the poor man's Dudley Moore.
Yeah, exactly. Bootleg Dudley Moore.
Yeah, the Great Value brand. Dudley Moore.
I guess I'm too young for that reference.
You don't know who Dudley Moore is?
No.
You ever seen Arthur? Or Crazy People? That's a funny movie.
Or 10.
Yeah, it's, yeah, right.
Oh.
Santa Claus. Dudley Moore.
Arthur was the best.
Yeah.
It's a drunk.
Yeah.
He passed away, didn't he?
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Poor Dudley. Poor Dudley.
Yeah.
My little slaves. My little gross slaves.
Ah, there's a word.
Alligator special.
Are they not allowed to watch TV? They have to make clothes?
Oh, what the fuck?
A movie picture.
They kind of remind me of, have you guys ever seen Nothing But Trouble?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
They look like, yeah, Bulbul and Little Devil.
Oh yeah.
That'd be a good movie to do on this show.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Or on the other one too.
I fucking love that movie.
It's good. Too good for this show. Yeah. It'd have to be on It's Not Horror.
Well, it was like critically panned. Like people fucking hated it.
I mean, it's got a who's who of a cast.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Oh, Demi Moore was so hot in that movie.
You know what else I like is Modern Problems.
Oh, yeah, that's another good one.
He was on a hot streak back then.
Yeah.
I want to watch that again, Modern Problems.
I saw that one once.
I've never seen it.
How you doing, dude?
Just scaring off the hobos.
Yeah.
And he never drank again.
Yeah. Garbage Pail Kids helped his alcoholism. Meanwhile, they're perpetuating mine.
Hot dog, don't take rabbit.
Hot dogs.
These poor little people can't see shit in those costumes. They're like bumbling around like
what up, dog?
Like you're gonna be when this movie's done?
Yeah. He's probably that way now.
That'd have been great if there were gremlins in the audience and they were like, shut the fuck up.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's like Cartman.
God damn it. Oh my god, you guys. Oh, not the dog's tail.
Yep.
No!
The animal rights people will be after him.
He says he's the cat's meow.
Oh my god, they're going to a biker bar?
The Blue Oyster?
Gonna get in a fist fight with one of the killer clowns from outer space.
Dun, 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 dun.
What are you gonna do? Knock my block off? They got great Yelp reviews. Toughest bar in the world, but it's actually a really nice place to unwind.
I don't remember this part. Do they go in?
Do they get drunk?
Or do they go in?
He's going in.
He's going to go flash it.
Yeah, piss all over the bar.
He's going to show him his alligator dick. Yeah.
There's that one who's like, it's like vomit Valerie. Is she going to like vomit all over the place?
She only did a false alarm so far.
Yeah, we haven't seen any vomit yet. This guy's checking out asses.
Ugh.
Jesus fucking Christ! Just biting people's toes off?
That's a big lady.
No one cares that it's an anthropomorphic alligator boy.
You don't remember this scene, Mona?
No.
Maybe this is like a special version or something.
No, I'm just burnt.
There's the Beverly Hills Cop music again. Oh! Yeah.
Yeah. This is Blue Cheech Marine's mustache off.
They're gonna have a threesome.
What the fuck? He's got switchblade.
This is ridiculous.
This is more chaotic than I remember it being.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Snotty popcorn. Extra butter.
It's a pretty packed house for an old Three Stooges movie. Didn't they already have a scene where they were all hungover?
Yes.
Just like eating hot dogs, like a bunch of homos. Like a bunch of homos.
Yeah, he's gonna get a DUI.
He's gonna drink and drive.
It is Beverly Hills Cop music.
It really is.
Yeah, it's like the poor man's Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah. It's like Pasadena Cop.
Yeah. Or like Santa Monica Cop.
Santa Monica Cop, there you go.
Alligator's hair. That's how he made friends.
Yeah, they loved him at the bar when he did that.
Talking alligator.
Wow, cool.
Song. Oh, they're gonna pull a Goonies and he's gonna get blasted. Yeah.
It's like they have a spy on the toilet.
Ew.
I'm totally looking up this song after this movie. You could be a garbage barrel kid.
Your band could do a cover.
Yeah. Really,
really
black
magic. Black
magic. Yeah. It's like, girl, you wants that man's to do's what you wants him to do's. Instead of get some eye new.
You could be a garbage bale kid is sung by Motor Zombies. That's the name of the group.
That's a kick ass name for a band. Why they never hit it big.
Ew.
Kumquat.
Yep. Chicks will mess it up.
I wish I knew.
Who's going to make my clothes? For the criminally insane? Oh.
No, for the criminally ugly.
Oh, yeah, now I remember. Say, like, the painting.
You got a place for that.
There's the painting from Troll.
Get out of here.
Leave me alone.
I thought I was about to push that little person over.
Their eyes. It's like they're shooting it out.
Yeah, Valerie Vomit, her animatronics are really bad. That's just a kid.
Go suck a rope.
Go suck a rope.
That's their subtle way of saying they're on the hunt for these kids.
Yeah.
They're just hunting down ugly kids.
Is that the state home for the ugly? I can read.
She's got a bunch of Down syndrome kids in the back. Let me go.
I'm all waving out the window. Hey, guys.
Do you think they built these sets for the movie? Like, they went on like a sound stage and built all these Skid Row looking sets.
Yep. You can tell it's sets too. It has bad look to it.
Yeah. Very like Little Shop of Horrors looking sets.
Oh yeah.
There it is. The painting.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I saw it there. Yeah. And if you want Tangerine to fall in your lap, you just need a lot of studs and there's a lot of
bedazzler.
Yeah, some bedazzles. Yeah, you need a lot of flair. And just so we're straight, the kid's name in this movie is just Boy, right?
No.
What's the kid's name in this movie?
Dodger.
Dodger. All right. I've just kept been calling him Boy.
Like the tall man. Come here, Boy.
Boy.
Oh, she's going to seduce the kid so she can get his money.
Making out with Boy.
Yeah, right.
He just came again. Gotta go!
Bye, baby.
Ew.
wants to kill the kid.
Never explains why he doesn't like the kid.
No, I want to know.
No.
They never tell you. Like, there's just some reason he's always after this poor kid.
And the kid constantly has to change his clothes because he smells like a shit pipe every time he hangs out with these little pigeons. There he is.
Yeah.
Get away from me.
She said what we're all thinking. With booger shit and pee.
They don't look Taiwanese.
It's just so fucking weird.
I'm going to buy all of you this soundtrack on vinyl.
Yeah.
This movie's just telling kids, girls will like you if you have something monetary to offer. Banaka.
Like Bundy.
And we'll have the Garbage Pail Kids fashion the clothes. Let's have a runway show of Garbage Pail Kids.
I think we're all into the movie now. Like, got quiet for a minute.
I am totally submerged into this universe.
It's the porno music that's doing it.
She's ready to exploit the Garbage Pail Kids to the fullest extent. She's like, Juice, I got some midgets in that basement. We're going to make a fucking boatload.
Can't finish molesting this boy.
Oh my god.
Attention breaker.
He really just pisses himself. I thought with all the pimples on his face there'd be like some oh, there we go. There's a vomit.
Kinda.
Gag. It kinda. I've been waiting for her to vomit. I've been waiting for the pimple guy to, like, pop a big old pimple. Like Spider-Man, just, like, shoot across, like silly string.
Who do we do?
Do what? Remind me of the babe.
We watched that last week. Week before.
Labyrinth?
Yeah. That's the other movie Virus was afraid of.
Oh, fuck him, dude. That's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this podcast was Is It Bad?
It is.
But we did.
The Labyrinth fucking rules.
It's well, we not did horror. That on
the other show.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it's not horror. It's scary for kids.
The only scary thing I thought when I was a kid were those stupid things that take off your head.
Oh, the fire something.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just like pulling each other apart. Mm-hmm. I remember I made a meme of that, and it was just a picture of them with the girl, and it was just the Cannibal Holocaust logo. Some scary ass dogs. What are those, Rottweilers? Fuck that.
They're giant hands. Yeah. My son wants yeah, one of those.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, no, too scary. Everyone talks shit about fucking pit bulls. Rottweilers, fucking scary.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, alligator eats toes. I almost had my fucking toes bit off by a Rottweiler when I was a kid. Scariest fucking moment in my fucking life.
Damn.
I was jumping a fence, going on my buddy's house. My fucking neighbor's dog almost fucking bit my fucking foot off.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
There's that poster, or there's that portrait. Yeah.
Painting.
Talking about, yeah. There's my new drinking game. Drink every time the troll fucking painting pops up. Drink every time Dodger gets a new outfit, and drink every time the troll painting.
Care Bear. Care Bears. That bitch.
So I guess maybe we should talk about, so Garbage Pail Kids were based off of Cabbage Patch Kids. Do you guys remember the Cabbage Patch Kids craze? Like when that was a thing?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
It was wild. Like, I wasn't around for it, but I've seen videos.
I didn't have one. I was too poor.
I mean, I don't know why anyone would want one. They were just so generic, just like little Down syndrome babies.
Yeah.
You would like adopt them. They came with adoption papers.
Yeah, yeah. They came with a name and like, where do they come from? They come from a cabbage patch. So it's an abomination of God.
Your God.
Yeah. People ate that shit up, like that and Beanie Babies, like
oh, yeah.
So fucking big.
That aren't worth anything now.
Yeah.
Well, there's different, you know, like different ways that make them worth things. There was one. It was Beanie Babies. It was a Princess Diane Beanie Baby, but there were ones that were. They were stuffed with a certain thing that made them more expensive than the others. It was like a different stuffing. So it's like if you got the Princess Diane Beanie Baby that was stuffed with little plastic balls instead of styrofoam, you're sitting on a fucking gold mine.
Who has that Beanie Baby?
Right? Has it got the tag on it?
What are they stuffed with?
She's ready to enslave those little midgets.
Aren't they stuffed with like little styrofoam beads or something like that? Because I got my dog an Iron Man one, and she tore that thing up, and they kind of spilled everywhere.
Yeah. They got lucky that they didn't go the other round and call them little beaner babies.
Plastic yeah, right. pellets. This is plastic pellets.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're doing your research right
now? I sure am.
Now, pellets. Oh, now it's getting into child labor. Dodger, darling, go inside and set up.
So next time she's going to have to blow me. So fuck this shit, carrying yeah. bags.
Yeah. No more of that over the pants shit.
We're playing baseball.
It's funny, like, these are supposed to be good guys, but they're morally reprehensible. They're just, like, terrible. Playing poker and farting and eating people's toes. Son of a witch. Starts playing the Beverly Hills Cop theme. Da, 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 da.
I would be surprised. 1985.
The mesh tank top.
Garbage Pail Kids and Cabbage Patch Kids were popular in 1985. I was five!
Move that priceless sarcophagus out of the way.
This big girl's all their muscle.
So, like, betting buttons, you'd think with Alligator, he'd have some toes and eyeballs in there.
Yeah, Greg.
The collector's edition Blu-ray of this movie is $100 on Amazon.
Oh, no. No fucking wow. way.
$99.95.
Oh, must be out of print.
Imagine the type of person that would pay that type of money for this movie. Probably look like the Garbage Pail Kids.
Wow, it's a real edition of the Blu-ray.
They're out there.
If the Garbage Pail Kids are real.
What about her hair, Frizzball?
Oh, there's another Garbage Pail Kid, Anorexic Annie.
There you go.
I wonder if there's any Garbage Pail Kids that were, like, deemed a little too risque for, like, nowadays. Like,
I found one. Look at Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to look it up. What am I getting myself into? Because I'm going to look it up.
It's not that bad.
I'm talking about, like, was there, like, ever, like, a Black Betty and it's just, like a racial... All right, Mardi Gras. I'm looking it up now. Oh, that's just... The one I'm seeing is just Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's not so bad. There's one called like Jim Beam and it's just like a fucking alcoholic or some shit. Were there any like racial Garbage Pail Kids?
Varicose Wayne?
Look at that one. I'm looking it up now.
Mickey Varicose Mouse? Wayne. That's disturbing. Slain Wayne. I remember this one used to creep us out.
Oh my god. Varicose Wayne. That is horrifying. It looks like one of those... Have you seen those babies that are born, like, inside out? What's it called? It's like a Harlequin baby. That's what it looks like.
Oh yeah.
Like a Harlequin baby. It's just like a fucking... It's like a Garbage Pail Kid, but he's just covered in veins. Oh my god, that's disturbing. Anybody else? Look up Varicose Wayne, because that is fucking awesome.
Need a big poster of that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, right.
Now Mona keeps sending me pictures of Garbage Pail Kids.
She's not even watching her own movie.
I'm looking at Garbage Pail Kids.
Garbage Pail Kids were sick.
Yeah, look at skin.
I remember there was one, I don't remember the name, but it was like a Garbage Pail Kid on a one of those like a wave runner, like one of those water skis or whatever. Mm-hmm. But basically all of his skin and his guts are flying off. And I was like, they showed this to children? That's fucking terrible.
Yes.
Like, they were very gory.
Yeah. What would you do with them? Where are they?
Hygiene.
Yeah.
His little bow tie.
Juice is just so stoic. The rolled up sleeves on the blazer is a nice touch. Very 80s drug dealer.
Why would she even be with him?
Now you're a Garbage Pail Kid. Anybody ever get thrown into a dumpster when they were a kid, or just me?
Just you.
Oh yeah, I did. I did. But I was bullied a lot, so I'm the exception.
Yeah, I got tossed into a dumpster. It's all right. It was a soft landing, so it wasn't that bad of a bully. I was like, ah. Landed on some Chinese food.
Yeah.
The kid's dressed up like he's going to a midnight showing of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
Or trying out for Chippendales, getting an early start.
Yeah. He's going to do that skit with Chris Farley on Saturday Night Live. Guys, I'm going to go take a piss. I'll be right back.
Have fun in there.
Are you going to keep the mic on?
If you shake it more than twice,
I'm
going to
go to the bathroom. I'm not bringing the mic in the bathroom. I'm not like Wesley Willis. I'm not going to piss right next to the mic. I'll be right back.
That's fun.
Yeah, let's go whoop their asses. Let's get out of here. Come on.
The little guys. The little people.
We got Santa Claus in there.
Yeah. It's like Hollywood Squares in there.
We're too fucking quiet.
we're all captivated by this Academy Award winner.
My gummy is in full tilt. I'm like zoning out. and then I'm like, they're being quiet too. Oh no. Fucking neck hurts tonight too.
Aww.
I don't know why it's bugging me. It's all the stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Too fat.
All right, I'm
too
back.
Skinny, too gross. Like, where are they? Is this like an animal shelter or what?
It's a home for the ugly. Too fat. Too silly. Yeah,
too gross. Too skinny.
Too pervy.
It's all beauty.
Too hairy.
It's too horny. It's just Jeffrey Epstein and Dan Schneider. Too weird. It's just Michael Jackson. And then there's just Corey Feldman. I ran out of beer, so I'm drinking my grandma's Seagram's.
Just straight up whiskey?
No, they're Seagram's, like, wine coolers.
Wine coolers are still around? I thought, like, White Claw or whatever that shit's called replaced them.
Ah, they're Seagrams. This one's called Jamaican Me Happy. They're literally like 3% alcohol, so I need to drink like 8 of them. You remember Bartles Zima. And James?
Yes.
Oh, when I was a little kid, I used to get drunk on my grandma's Bartles and James.
Too short. Look, it's virus. They let him out.
Baron Aaron.
What happened with the garbage truck?
The other ones got crushed, I guess.
Your smushed. Friends are dead.
What if it just turned them into like a giant amalgamation of Garbage Pail Kids? It's like the thing.
That would be cool. Then I'd buy that Blu-ray. It's my song.
There's just a man in a dress. They just have a trans person.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, are they going to have the Garbage Pail Kids come on the runway like I was saying?
I think you're right.
Oh, I called it.
Well, at least that one.
I've seen the movie, but it's been years.
Maybe the one that asked her if she could model.
God, that's so creepy.
Was he a cocaine dealer now?
Yeah.
Avocados.
That's why he's always giving Dodgers shit. Dodgers got a crippling cocaine addiction.
Avocados weren't hot in the 80s, though, Mona. Wasn't a thing in the 80s.
Avocados from Mexico.
These Garbage Pail Kids look like they're on cocaine the whole time, too.
Yeah.
That's why that one's nose is always running.
Look at that guy's feathered mullet.
The mullets are very strong in this movie. If you look in that crowd.
Yeah, right.
Oh, they're ripping their clothes off. Oh my God. Garbage clothes, sex offenders. Yeah, they should have been locked up after all.
He got clothesline.
The guy playing Juice kind of looks like Kevin Dillon, Matt Dillon's brother. The guy from like the Blob remake and shit.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
Oh no.
Her hair's all
still blown. Haven't gotten a real vomit sequence from Valerie Vomit, so I'm really hoping she vomits.
Yeah, give me that.
Is that one of the girls from the beginning of the movie in Juice's gang?
Yeah, the big one. Their muscle.
The one that was flopping around without a bra?
Yep.
Yeah, there we go. There's the vomit. Yeah! Yes!
That's what I was waiting for. It's like applesauce.
Yeah, apple right.
There's chunks.
Applesauce with fruit chunks.
I'm satisfied. That's what I was waiting for the whole movie.
All assaulting a little boy.
Oh.
That's a grown man. That's not that little
boy. The kid.
That's a grown man.
The kid
grew up.
That's a man.
For a minute there, I said, same... who the hell is he fighting now?
Yeah. They're the same height and everything.
Wow. That was pretty bad. That was really blatant.
Oh my god.
Oh! Crotch to the face. All crying like a little bitch.
Yeah, right.
Oh, she's gonna grow a heart now. Tell her off, kid.
And I believe he does. His hair still looks good.
Yeah, tell her, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Tell her to fuck off.
I don't think you're pretty anymore. Don't call me. Don't come to my house. We're done. Fuck yeah, good for him. Now put on these ruby slippers, click them together, and say there's no place like home.
It's Dudley Moore's brother, Doug Moore.
They're leaving.
Where did they go?
What the hell?
That's what she said.
Wait, so are they just left to wreak havoc on the earth?
I guess.
Pretty much, just like Kane from Kung Fu.
That can't be how the movie ends.
They probably set it up for a sequel, but it just didn't do very well.
Flam all around.
Wow.
Yeah, go. Oh.
Just left to bite people's toes off and vomit and fart and shit. Wait, what? For some, piss themselves?
We didn't see no popping pimples.
Yeah, no, I was expecting that.
He was going to be in the sequel.
I was super happy that we did get to see some real vomit.
Finally.
All right, so what do you rate the movie there, Mr. Schroin?
Who?
To me?
Yes, you're the Mr. Schroin.
Shred?
Mr. Schroin?
Shred Shrine.
Shred Shrine. what do we do scale-wise, like out of 10?
Yes, 10, 5, whichever, doesn't matter.
I give it a 6.9. Which is what I do when I 69 because my dick is so small. I have to 6.9. I give it a 6.9 out of 10. I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. Maybe it's because I was watching it with you guys. It, like, if I watched it by myself, I'd probably be miserable.
Oh, he had fun. Aww.
I had fun. I had a lot of fun.
Well, all right. You come back, and then it'll be your pick.
So the question is it that bad? I would say no. I think it's a lot of fun if you're in the right mindset. If you're looking for a stupid fucking movie to watch with friends and drink some beers, you're going to have a good time watching this movie.
All right. Fleshy.
I would give it a 5 on the Fleshy scale. Because, you know, he's right. If you're with a group of people and you're smoking out of the bong, getting drunk, yeah, you'll have fun. But if you're sober and watching it alone, no, I'm not so sure. You'd probably want to slit your wrists. But it's best to get drunk with a group of friends and smoke while watching this.
Agreed. And
it's a fun party movie. It's a fun drinking movie. So, yeah, there you go.
All right, Mona.
A 3. I'm sober and this is my pick. This is awful. I never want to see it again. It was like nostalgic. What? And I did have a lot of fun watching it. And I even remember the fucking song, but
they only did one song, huh?
I
thought it was like a musical. From what I remember when I was a kid, I thought it was like a musical.
No.
Would that have made it better or worse if there was more musical numbers?
I actually had a good time with it watching it tonight because, like he said, when you're watching it in a group, it's fucking fantastic for that. But to watch it by myself, yeah, I would have turned it off 5 minutes into it. But for the prospect of watching it with friends and everything. You know, I would give it a 6 for that reason, but on a scale of by watching it myself, I'd give it a 2 or 3.
But, it's almost 7, but 6.9.
It's really that bad, but yeah.
It's not that bad.
Watch it with a group of people. That's the only way to watch it. So
thank
yeah.
Thank you guys for
Thanks
having
for
me
coming
on. Appreciate
I'm
it.
I'm sure we'll have you back.
Oh yeah, now that I got the whole setup, I just spent probably around $100 just to do this fucking shit.
So now you have to come back.
Yeah. I better get to pick a movie.
Yeah, next time you come on, you can pick a movie.
This sounds good to me.
All right. So, yeah, until we meet again. This has been Is It Really That Bad?
Till we meet again.
Good night.
Yeah. Don't piss yourself.
Nanu, nanu.